Greetings, and welcome to the 13th installment of our podcast series, The Workforce Lens, brought to you by Tarrant County College in North Texas. I am Shannon Bryant, Executive Vice President for Corporate Solutions and Economic Development, and I will be your host moderating strategic conversations with employers and economic developers on all things related to preparing and growing the workforce today and the future. Today, please help me welcome our guest, Mayor Todd Flippo, City of Saginaw, and Keith Reinhart, Director of Community and Economic Development for the City of Saginaw. Welcome, gentlemen. Happy to have you here.
Hey, Shannon. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, well, let's get started, and I want to hear about Saginaw, Texas. So this question goes to both of you. Where is Saginaw, Texas? Tell us a little bit about the population, anything you want to tell us about Saginaw.
Sure, I'll start. We are located very close to I-35 West and North Loop 820. We're a couple miles to the east of Eagle Mountain Lake, geographically. I'm also just a couple miles to the east of Tarrant County College Northwest. We're in the west part of Tarrant County, very close to Fort Worth, roughly 15 minutes from downtown Fort Worth, 20-25 minutes from the airport, so we're in a great location.
One of the great things about Saginaw and our location is we are centrally located to most of everything. The I-35 West is just a few miles to the east of us. Loop 820 is just to the south. 287, which runs up to Decatur and Wichita Falls, is just to the north. Business 287 runs right through the middle of town. We have Meacham Airport just immediately to the south, about 1 mile, and just a few miles to the north of us is the Alliance Corridor and Alliance Airport. So we're very close to all transportation needs. Union Pacific, Burlington Northern, Santa Fe runs right through the middle of our town.
So what's the population of Saginaw?
Right now, the most recent number we've seen is about 24,150.
Okay.
We've grown steadily over the years. We're about to have another growth as we have some mixed-use developments coming into town with single-family, multifamily, but we will continue to grow.
And just for perspective, what is the size of Saginaw versus the kind of the average of a city in Texas? Where do we rank?
Actual percentage, I'm not totally sure. Or where we rank in that. We're considered a small town, under 25,000. But as far as growth, we grew significantly around 2010, 2011, slowed down as developments slowed, or housing developments slowed down, and then with about a 2% growth. And then recently we've picked it. Our population has grown even more and will continue to grow over the next few years.
Okay, great. So, Mayor, what? Obviously, the podcast is about workforce and economic development. So tell us, if you will, a little bit about what are the best workforce characteristics of Saginaw, and what do you as the mayor feel needs to be improved with the with the city, and any short-term long-term goals for growth and improvement in supporting your economy?
Sure. You know, we have a good base of skill and talent in Saginaw. We're actually a very young community. I think the median age is about 34.
Oh, wow.
So we've got great potential there. I think we need more skilled workers, some more skilled folks. We've got some good baseline industries in town, milling, manufacturing, some things like that. We'd like to get more into more high technology, which would require a more skilled workforce. I think we're well positioned for that. We're well positioned to educational universities as well, but also I think our workforce is ready and poised for that. For years, we've been seen as more of a bedroom community of Fort Worth. I think we're more than that now. We're moving in that direction. I think we have great potential. I really want to see us build our workforce and grow that. I think that's the partnerships with the local universities and higher education is key to this. We have a strong school district around us. I think that helps. But we do need to do more, and I think there's a lot of potential in Saginaw. I think we're well poised, but we need to grow and do some great things.
Okay. Any long-term, short-term goals of helping with that growth?
You know, we're bringing in a lot more folks, a lot more opportunities. As I mentioned, we've been a bedroom community. I want Saginaw to be a community where people live, work, play, eat, the whole package. I don't just want to be a bedroom community for folks feeding into workforces in Fort Worth and the surrounding community. So I think we've got some of that going. We've got more of that coming, but we need to do a better job of that. I think we're in a growth. We're about to hit a big growth spurt, workforce-wise and especially industry-wise, and I want us to be well-positioned and ready for that.
What do you contribute to that growth spurt?
You know, we try to bring in industries that are well-suited for our area, that fit in with the community. We've got a history. We've got a trains and grain. Grain, we're one of the largest grain elevators in the world. We've got, they're still active. That's sort of our history, but we want to build on that and be more than that. So that's a lot of where we come from, but where we're going is bringing in more industries and more businesses that are suited for the future. High-tech, IT-type related growth things. We've looked at, you know, business incubator concepts and things like that to help folks. But that's where we're trying to go, but it's a long process, and it's frustrating as a elected official to see you've got a vision for the future, but how do you get there, and how does that change happen?
Right. Got to put the right strategic plan in place. And how long have you been mayor, sir?
Been mayor since 2017. I was on the council for several years before that. So I've got deep roots in the community, and I've got a vision. But I've got a vision for the future. My goal is all about where Saginaw going. Not where we've been, but where are we going? Where do we need to go?
There you go. I like the concept. Rip off the rearview mirrors and only look out the front window. There you go. So speaking of that, then, Keith, can you tell us a little bit, what is the economic development portfolio of Saginaw? So, for example, what's the current state of the current state of the city, if you will, and how is Saginaw recruiting new businesses, and are existing businesses within the city expanding? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Maybe a long answer because we're doing a lot right now.
That's okay. We want to hear about it.
Part of my job, I took over economic development about a little over two years ago, and my job is recruiting, you know, new development, redeveloping existing areas, retaining our existing businesses, and recruitment of new businesses. And developments take time. It's not one of those things where, you know, you start turning dirt, and then the next day or the next week it's built and ready to go. I get a lot of requests from our residents and businesses, people in the community asking about certain types of businesses to come in town, and we reach out to all of those. That's been one of the biggest helpers in my recruitment is I listen. I could build you a beautiful city, but it's much better if I hear from the stakeholders, our residents, our business community, our elected officials, that what do you want in your city? And
so of most of those requests that you're receiving, are those from small, mid-sized to larger organizations, or is it just across the board?
It comes from residents, from emails, phone calls, personal conversations that I have. See them, you know, while I'm out in the community, talking to businesses. Stop by our businesses on a weekly basis, just visiting with different ones and just kind of picking their brain a little bit. And it comes from all across the board. And part of my job is to try to diversify what we have. For the longest time, as Mayor Filippo said, we're known as a bedroom community. We have the trains and grain elevators. We have a number of fast food, but we don't have a sit-down restaurant, and we really don't have retail. We did, in 2019, we did a survey with our citizens and people online to complete. You know, what is it that you want? You know, we called it an eat and play survey. You know, what are the things that you want? And name us businesses. Give us names. What type of things you're looking for? And that was a huge. It helped staff out and the city out to give us a plan on a guidance on where to go and what to look for. And you know, for example, our number three request for a place to eat was a Chipotle. And we have one. It opened up within the last year. And some of the other places that they asked for, we've been talking to. And while I never divulge anything until it's signed on the dotted line, some of the things that were on their list, we're talking very closely with. So.
Good. Everyone loves Chipotle. Oh, are the lines long at lunchtime?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good sign, right?
I had a brilliant plan of eating there the other day and saw the line. Like, yeah.
There you go. You got success. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about, you're talking about the trains and the grain. What other kind of businesses? Can you name some other businesses, organizations, industry that you have in Saginaw?
Yes. One business that a lot of people probably don't realize is when you go to the grocery store and you in the, I guess, in the vegetable area or snack area, and you see Holy Guacamole, the little bowls of Holy Guacamole, which everyone loves.
I buy those frequently.
That comes from Saginaw, Texas.
Wow.
The plant is actually in Saginaw, Texas on Burlington Road, and which is a unique industry. A lot of people didn't realize it was there. It's kind of hidden on the other side of the train or the elevators, grain elevators.
Have they been there for a while now?
Been there a few, probably 10 years maybe.
Okay.
Been here a little while. We have a number of different businesses like Troxel Trailer. They work with our train industry. Trinity Rails also works with our train industry. We do have a Walmart, which moved into Saginaw about probably 17 years ago. But we're looking at growing our industry. We had a Food Liner, which works with our grain elevators. They clean the tankers that takes the grain, and they clean those and transport those. And they're a new industry coming into town.
Is there a lot of industrial retail or industrial and or retail space to build on within the scope of City of Saginaw?
Yes and no. Retail right now, existing places that are available, we don't have a lot. We're pretty full. We were very fortunate during COVID, where a lot of municipalities had lost a lot of businesses during the time of COVID. We only lost one, and it didn't have anything to do with COVID, which was good. Our economy stayed very strong during that time. There were some, I keep track of all the, not just right in our area of municipalities and how they do on sales tax, but across the state also, but mainly in the North Texas area. And there were some municipalities that took a massive hit where they were losing, you know, 20, 30, 40% this month compared to the same month a year ago. We didn't have that issue. We had a few bad months per se, but during 2020, our revenues actually increased. Our sales tax revenues increased by about 6% from the previous year before COVID. Last 2021, we had an increase of about 23% from the COVID year. So our economy in Saginaw is doing very well, which is great. We encouraged our residents and our businesses to shop locally. We had during COVID, instead of looking at the negatives of what was happening, we tried to promote what we have and take care of what we have, and we did that. And our residents and business owners came through, and they did shop locally. They, instead of traveling outside north of town or south or wherever, they stayed at home, which helped our businesses out significantly.
That's great. So and this question is to both of you. So you're both out every day talking to businesses in your community. Pertaining to workforce, obviously, that's a very hot topic across the country right now, and I think will be for a very long time to come. What are you hearing from the businesses as it relates to workforce? What kind of needs are you hearing about when you're talking to them?
One thing would be space. Right now, we are there. Yesterday, I spent a good part of the day. You asked earlier about do recruitment, and you know, the recruitment. Yeah, I do listen to our residents. I listen to our businesses. The Eat and Play survey was great. We work with a group. They're based out of Austin, called the Retail Coach, and they help us with recruitment. But also just newspaper articles. One of the things that I love is one of our council members, Mary Copeland, before every council meeting, she brings me a little handful of newspaper articles that she found of some businesses that are thinking about expanding. And I I think it's great because I take that and I use that and I read the paper also and get ideas of who is coming or who's wanting to expand. And I contact them and we reach out to them. This Thursday, the International Council of Shopping Centers National Conference is in Dallas, which I'll be attending all day right after the local business forum, of course, but that comes first.
Which I will be speaking.
Which you will be speaking at.
Here, here.
Yeah. Right now, the thing that the people are asking for is space. You know, the group I worked with yesterday was an individual who is, has a business in another community, wants to move to Saginaw, which is great. And I'm not a real estate agent. I don't act like one. I don't claim to be one. But what I do is I find out what kind of space are you needing. And then I try to, through my contacts and resources, I try and find, here's a list of spaces for lease with, you know, your specifications that you need. And then I pass that along to them and try and help them find a spot. I can't negotiate, and I don't do that. But I try and help people find the right space that they need. One of the things that's coming soon as far as space is we have 4 mixed-use developments that are turning dirt, as they say. 3 of them they're putting in the infrastructure right now of roads. And most mixed-use developments, which is some form of residential, retail, and restaurant, most of them start with the residential first. Which that's just 99% of them do that. But right. We have one of our more recent developments, the Victory development right off of Blue Mound Road just south of Saginaw High School. They're actually doing the restaurant retail first, which is unheard of, but it's good because that's going to help us get some of the things that our residents are wanting. All of these mixed-use developments will have some form of residential, whether it's single-family for rent, multifamily, but also resident or retail and restaurant, which will open up spaces, and there'll be some strip centers, commercial centers that'll be available, and we'll start having more spaces for people to be able to move to.
And that's great. Bringing more people into the restaurants and things will also give more exposure to the city. Absolutely. As well. So,
and one thing we've done on these mixed-use developments, we've worked with developers and landowners to incentivize things that we want, such as restaurants, sit-down restaurants. We've worked with one of the incoming developments. We're helping them build a road, a public road, and in exchange they need to have 3 sit-down restaurants. So we've, in the past, folks have been frustrated. We don't have the restaurant choices, the availability. Maybe some other cities do. So we've had to go out and be a little more aggressive and assertive on that. And that's one thing we tried is to say, you know, hey, we'll gladly spend some public money on these infrastructure, these facilities, but in exchange, you have to promise to do this, this, and this. Yeah. So it's a nice, it's a give and take, and the developers are happy to do it because we know what the citizens want more than they do. And this gives them a draw immediately for their property.
Right. So for the continued growth and trying to draw and attract more businesses to the city of Saginaw, does Saginaw have hospitality, motel, hotel, anything in that space or something that you're looking at for the future?
We do. It's not the best. We're working to improve that.
Okay.
That is a need for improvement. Absolutely. That's not a strength. That's a need for improvement area. We have a couple. They're not the best. We've talked about that and looked at others. That is definitely a need, though. That's one thing that apparently, I know industries have said they need more space for folks to come in and visit. Currently now, if you come in to visit Saginaw, you typically don't stay at a hotel in Saginaw. You'll stay somewhere else. You'll stay somewhere in Fort Worth. So that's telling something we need to improve on, absolutely. But we've heard that. That's not news.
With any development, there is you have to have 2 things. You have to have somebody that's willing to sell their land. Can't force them, can't make them do it. And you have somebody that's willing to pay the money to buy that land and following up on what the mayor's saying is, you know, with hotels, we've been in contact with several of them, but we've had some good contact with them, trying to find the right location for them that suits their specifications and their visibility. So we've been working on that.
Okay, very good. So talking about businesses, obviously with smaller communities, they're very heavily supported by small businesses. Mm-hmm. So, Mayor, for you, what is the state of entrepreneurship in Saginaw?
You know, previously I would have said it's more organic and grassroots, but we've taken some steps in the last couple of years that have helped. And one of those that I didn't really appreciate how much it would help, we have a farmer's market and a food truck park that are right next to each other. Wildly successful, open during COVID. I was fearful, but it's been amazing. People love it. You've got a huge turnout. We just had the first one this last week and a huge turnout. You know, 40 to 50 booths every week, 6, 8, 10 food trucks every week, very popular. What that brings us that I didn't fully anticipate is folks that either have a business, a small business, or even a food truck that want to graduate, go up to the next day to a brick and mortar type facility. That's an opportunity that we are just now addressing and saying, hey, we've got folks that have a massively successful food truck business, but they might want a restaurant. How can we do that? How can we help? How can the city be an incubator for that? So that's some newer things we're working on that have really popped up just on their own over the past couple of years, and I think it's fantastic. We've had folks that have small businesses. They have a booth at the farmers market or even other farmers markets as well, but they are getting popular and well, and they want a brick and mortar. So we're working with them and talking to some of those folks, say, how can we make this happen? How can we help you make this happen? And that's really driving a lot of our newer growth.
That's interesting. So as part of the Tarrant County College system, we offer a program called the Everyday Entrepreneur Venture Fund, which I'll be talking about this Thursday at your breakfast. Yeah. And it is for new and aspiring entrepreneurs in the greater Tarrant County area. And we're on our second cohort, and we've had a number of people who have food trucks. Mm-hmm. And their ultimate end goal is to have brick and mortar at some point in time. So that might be something that we could discuss at a later point in time.
Absolutely. Let's get together. Absolutely. That sounds great.
Sounds good. So what is the city doing to encourage new and small business growth from your residents? Is there anything that you're doing on a proactive basis to encourage the young folks of your community who maybe want to start a coffee shop, or they want to start a consulting business, or anything that you're working on right now or in future plans?
A couple of short answers, I guess, would be kind of following up on what the mayor said with our the popularity of our food truck park, our farmers market, the things we've discussed with our incubator, potentially doing a business incubator. One of the things that I've tried to do passionately is to communicate to our residents what is going on in our community and let them know different things that are available through our office, through the state of Texas, and through, talking with having you come and speak in a few days. Those are some of the things that we do, trying to get information out to encourage people. You know, following up on what the mayor said about entrepreneurship is, you know, a great example, and it's not something that happened in our city, but it's a great example of something that we're trying to do. Is there is a food truck out there, wildly popular food truck named Coco Shrimp, done extremely well, very popular. They have a bus not much bigger than this room, and they travel around.
You just made my stomach grumble.
I know, mine
hungry.
Did too. I was thinking about it. And they now have three brick and mortars opened up because it's incredibly popular. And yes, I have contacted them or in the process of that. But that's one of the things that we're trying to do with our food truck park that we started a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. We were begging people to come give us a chance to come out here. And small businesses like a food truck park, they want to go where they can make money. Right. And we were an unproven commodity at the time, and it went from begging people and to we're getting 140 per month that are coming in, and there people are begging us to be a part of our food truck park, which that's a great
success. And this is open every weekend?
It's open every day.
Every day? Oh, wow.
Farmers market is twice a month. I think it's the second and fourth Saturday of the month, and it's at our park, right where our food truck park is located, but it's managed by Community Link of Saginaw.
Okay. I live right outside of Saginaw, so I'll be making a visit soon.
You need to come eat. Yeah. Come eat with us.
I will do that. Put my food in front of me. So let's segue from shrimp to butterflies. So Keith, I read some articles on your website, and on that website you talked a little bit about the story about the butterfly effect.
Yes.
And so I'm curious to know, tell us about the butterfly effect and how does that relate to the city of Saginaw?
How I will relate it to the city of Saginaw is through relationships. The butterfly effect is, you know, without giving the scientific definition of it, it's small variations of you know, the example that I think I gave was a butterfly that flapped its wings in Hong Kong will kind of later affect the weather in Kansas. And just small variations can have an impact on the future. And what I mean by relationships is that's part of my job. That's what I do. I'm trying to build relationships with individuals, with businesses, knowing that right away when I reach out to them and try to stay in touch with them, it may not have an immediate impact of what right now, but in the future, it might. It might or might not. An example, and I won't give the business name, but I ride mountain bikes. Crashed really hard the other day, and I won't go into that detail and the blood and bruises that I have. But sometimes my friend and his wife and my wife and I, on Sunday or Saturday, we'll ride concrete trail, just real smooth, easy ride, and we'll ride to this place in Keller, and it's a coffee shop, and we get coffee and we get breakfast tacos, and it's great. And we go there and really like it. The food's great, coffee's great. The guy's really nice, real nice business. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to, and this was during COVID. So I got his card and contacted him the following Monday. And at the time, because it was during COVID, and he said, well, you know, it's not the right time for us. We want to kind of wait this thing out. And that, which was really the standard answer I heard from most, if not all, businesses. And which, that's on their part, it's smart.
Right.
On our end, that's not what we really want to hear, yeah. But it's the smart decision for them. And I kept staying in touch, not pestering him every day or every week, but every couple months I'd reach out to him, and not necessarily saying, hey, come to Saginaw, we want you right now. Just reaching out, just keeping that communication going and trying to build a relationship. And about, it was probably about 3 months ago, and I hadn't talked to him in about probably 5 months. He just reached out to me and he said, you convinced me. I want to be there. Find me a spot. This is what I need. And just building a relationship, you know, 2 years ago, and it took a while, but it does take time. Those things can pay off in the future, and for the butterfly effect, I guess, for Saginaw is building relationships every day, because you never know when or if it'll pay off in the future.
Right, that is so true.
It can have a massive impact. When I started in economic development, we were working with a group who was interested in buying the property, which I referred to as Victory Development, and that development group fell through. Started working with another one, and that development fell through. But while they were still working on that project, I had made a contact with a very well-known, high-end development group, and just started casually talking. And building a relationship to the point where when that second group fell through, they jumped in, and they've been outstanding to work with. And, you know, the mayor referenced that, you know, we have in our development agreements that if you build three sit-down restaurants, we can help you out with, you know, some incentives type of thing. And it wasn't a thing that where we necessarily had to beg them to, you know, or demand that you have to do this. They just wanted to do it because we built that relationship, and it's paying off.
That's great. Yeah, this business is all about the relationships. Your comment leads me back to a story of I've worked with site selectors for years, and a couple of years ago I was involved in a project with some site selectors who were in Ohio, where I'm from, and it came down to two small towns in the state, of which were about the same size as probably the city of Saginaw. And at the end of the day, they selected one city over the other. And we talked to the site selectors and said, why did your business pick this particular city over the other when they were so neck and neck? And what it came down to two things. Number one, it came down to the fact that the courthouse in the one city had flowers and decorations. It was pretty. It was beautiful. And the big component is the mayor's wife made them all homemade apple pies.
There you go.
That was the final clincher for the decision. And so
I'll tell my wife to get busy.
There you go.
I'll send her an email. I may need her help.
So, but yeah, definitely about the relationship building. So let's transition a bit and talk a little bit about the aspirational goals of your city council. What does that look like right now for the city?
You know, we've got a few big things that we're really looking at. We're trying to attract more developments. We've talked about things like that and the kind of things people want, such as sit-down restaurants. There's a large three-letter named grocery store, which I will not name, which we would love to have, and we will do anything for them, and call me. But things like that, we've got some open space still. We have an opportunity for open space. We have a very favorable tax rate. We're one of the lowest tax rates in the region. I tell folks, we're right across the street from Fort Worth. I tell folks, sure, you can move to Fort Worth. You'll pay twice the taxes and get half the services, but go ahead. And that's only half joking. But we have a couple of things we want to get, as I mentioned that. We want places for people to play. We want entertainment venues. We also want some other type of retail and food type options. I personally want a brewery or a distillery. I'll take both. Call me. We have opportunities.
I think that was a shameless plug for some microbrews and such.
Bring it on. We're very business friendly. That's our reputation. We have options for many of those. We're working hard on our infrastructure. Traffic is a big concern. I hear from folks. Traffic affects businesses. Businesses like to have count, good traffic count, but also they want people to be able to get places and not get frustrated. So there's a fine line. They're working on those. We just opened a very large bridge/overpass to alleviate traffic.
Drove over it yesterday for the first time.
And so y'all should all come see it. It's great. It's fantastic. The Bailey Boswell overpass. Very proud of that. Many, many years in the making. So that all leads up to making the town more livable and livable for citizens, but also favorable for a business climate as well. So there's lots of things that come involved. I mean, for years and years, we've done infrastructure as far as water and sewer. So roads don't flood. Simple things like that. You put all this millions of dollars underground, people don't see it, but the end result is you don't have flooding. You have better water. You have things like that. So we've worked on that. We built that sort of groundwork, that framework. Now we're ready for folks to come and really make Saginaw more than what we have been.
So very good.
If I may follow up on that real quick. One of the benefits of Saginaw, when the mayor was talking about being business friendly, that's one of the things that, there's a lot of things, reasons why businesses want to move to a community or even people want to move to a community. They want nice parks, which we have, and we're working on improving that. Had several million dollars improved in a bond election about a year ago, I think $4 million approved in a bond election, working on our parks master plan. Businesses and residents want excellent school system. We have Eagle Mountain Saginaw ISD, one of the best in the state. It's a growing community. One thing that businesses look at is, is the council and the city business friendly? And one of the ways that we are is that our permitting process. So you can go to other cities. One that Mayor mentioned and some of the other ones, and it takes months to get something done, and to go through the permitting process takes just a few short weeks just to for Saginaw, because we have a small staff, but we work very hard, and we don't brush things under the rug or move them off to the side. We take care of it right then, and that whole process is so much quicker, and that can decide a yes or no if they want to be there. If they know the process is simple and quick, that certainly helps us out.
Yeah, that makes all the difference, because mm-hmm. it's going to be a very complex process.
Not a lot of hoops to jump through, just very straightforward, and here's what it is.
You know, one thing I would say is a city our size, I mean, you can call the city and you can get the economic development director. You can get Keith on the phone. He will call you back. He'll come see you. You can get me on the phone as well. Good luck with that in larger cities. I mean, nothing against them, but just the size and the logistics make that impossible. But we will call you back. We'll sit down with you. I'll have lunch with you. Mm-hmm. And I know Keith will. Keith does it all the time.
Absolutely.
Very nice. So, Mayor, let's segue to that pertaining to you as mayor. What do you want your legacy for the city of Saginaw to be as the mayor?
It appears that I'm a builder. I just mentioned the overpass. We're building a fire station currently. We have plans for a new senior center, a new library. Two new big connector roads going to be improved. That's a lot of what we've done, and that takes several million dollars in several years, and those are all in process. Those are all approved and going. And so that's going to happen. I want to say that I'm a good connector to the past, but to the future. I understand and appreciate our past. I grew up in Saginaw. But I also know that we have to move and look toward the future. I want to leave office knowing that I've done the best to set Saginaw up for success in the future, in the best way we can in many different areas, infrastructure-wise, facility-wise, transportation-wise, business, economic development-wise. That's really what I want my legacy to be, is we're ready. We're ready for growth. We're ready for the future. Saginaw is going to be so much bigger and better than we have been.
Okay, so fun question. I'm driving into the city of Saginaw. We have the opportunity to put up a huge billboard. Welcome to the city of Saginaw. What does it say?
I think one of the things our residents might like was it's our turn. I think they've been waiting for a long time for their city to grow. We've had a lot of growth in our community where we have a lot. We have a number of longtime residents, and we have a lot of new residents coming in, and they know that they can go other places to get entertainment or to go clothing shopping or go out to eat, sit at a sit-down restaurant, and they're like, why can't we do that here? And that's one of the things as our council and our administration and staff have been working on is trying to provide that for them. Trying to bring in, you know, in the last, like I mentioned, in the last 2 years, we have four mixed-use developments, which for a city the size of Frisco or Plano, that happens every day. They have four more mixed-use developments. But for Saginaw, that's huge. That's really big. And I know all of the developments that are coming in, our residents are going to be so proud of what is being built and what they're going to be getting. I wish I could mention some of the businesses, and the mayor even hinted to some a minute ago, but
we'll have you back in the future.
I'll be glad to come back when I can talk.
Yeah, stay tuned. Good things are coming.
Yes.
Very good. Excuse me. So as a newbie, still somewhat of a newbie to Texas, I come visit City of Saginaw. Where do you recommend I go? We talked about the food truck park. Some favorite spots to go visit.
One thing that we haven't mentioned I'd like to highlight, we have a new park. It used to be called Project Dream Play. Now it's the Saginaw Station. Is that what it's called? What it's called? Willow Creek Station.
Okay.
It is an all-access park. It is all-abilities park, one of the few in this area that I can count one or two others in Tarrant County. Children of all abilities can play at this park. If you're in a wheelchair, or if you're walking, if you're on a walker, any kind of thing, you have the ability to come play there, which is fantastic, and it is packed. People love it. And fun fact, parks are expensive. Playground equipment is crazy expensive when you look into it, but it's worth every penny. This is this is a public-private partnership. A group came to us years ago called Project Dream Play, and they had this vision. A bunch of parents that had some kids that had some special needs and said, hey, you know, we would love to have a park like that. And so we worked with them. We said, we're in. Let's do it. And it's come to fruition. We opened a couple of years ago, and it's just amazing. I want to expand it. I want it to be bigger. I want to add some splash pads, some more stuff. It gets a lot of use. It's beautiful. And it just it warms your heart to see kids of all access, all ages can come play on that park. And it's fantastic.
I will definitely have to check that out. So, gentlemen, I really appreciate your time today. A couple of things. Any parting thoughts or words that you would like to relay to our listening audience about the city of Saginaw or anything else that you might have going on?
Sure, I will. You know, I would say Saginaw is a hidden secret in Texas and in North Texas. We might just be the small town you're looking for. We like to think, Keith said we're almost 25,000. We still like to think of ourselves as a small town. You see people at the grocery store, at church. But we have a lot of big city amenities, and our location is fantastic. You can get anywhere in this region very quickly and easily. You can live, work, and eat, and then go other places. You can go to the airport. You can do all kinds of cool things from Saginaw. It's your home base. So come see us.
Very good. And so with that being said, if anyone in our listening audience, and including myself, who wants to learn more about the food trucks and coming to your events, what web address might I visit or social media outlets? Do you have any that you can mention today?
Yes, our City of Saginaw website is saginawtx.org. That'll get you to anything on our website, economic development, anything else, parks, recreation, and such. being age 53, I don't know the technology or the terminology for our Facebook page, but it's City of Saginaw, our Facebook page, and also our LinkedIn and Twitter feed.
Okay, very good. Well, I would like to thank my guests today, Mayor Todd Flippo and Keith Reinhart from the City of Saginaw, Texas. Thank you very much for joining us today, and I thank the listening audience, and we look forward to seeing you on the next edition of the Workforce Lens.